Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Aid workers are shifting from rescue to recovery in Nepal. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says their partners need help getting food, clean water, medicine, and tents.
A lot of people are living in the streets. They're still afraid of the buildings coming down. So even the girls that we've rescued out of trafficking, they're actually sleeping out in the open. They have nothing to cover over them to protect them.
At a website, you can help VBB send supplies to their partners. Klein says the Nepalese have been recently opening up to the gospel message. Saturday's quake could be a catalyst for Christ. Pray that survivors' eyes are open to God's truth. Meanwhile, how can a small egg save a life? Well, it did for 16-year-old Emmanuel Manu, faced a deadly tumor. He wasn't registered with Compassion International Ghana, but one of its workers felt God calling him to help. So he asked the kids from Compassion's 15 child development centers in Asin to give an egg from their weekly meal. And you know what? In just 2 weeks, he raised enough money for the boy's surgery. So if you want to help others like Emmanuel, go to our website to see how you can come alongside Compassion International. Sometimes words like hope lose their weight in everyday speech. Mark Lucky of Every Child Ministry says their school in Ghana is kind of a reminder of the true power of hope.
Not only do they get the meal and the education and the love and the hugs, but they get the message of Jesus Christ and the good news of Jesus and the fact that not only do they have a haven of hope here, but they're going to have a home forever with Jesus.
Visit our website to discover how you can help Every Child Ministries bring hope to more kids. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.